The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Good morning again, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Dominique Christopher is on the line with us this morning as he's a CNC3's business reporter here at Guardian Media, and we talk in Forex. Dominique, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners, and good morning to Trinidad and Tobago.
Dominique, take down the bass in your voice, please. I'm finding bass all up there. Where is that? Is he radio man? You know? You... Good morning.
I'll get you some to adjust this in the background.
I feel it's the acoustics in the room. So let's talk a little bit about this Forex issue that's happening. I mean, we heard it in the past administration. Forex, this, that, you know, we got reports where certain businesses were getting lump sum of Forex. We're hearing that this administration or somebody is saying that there's no Forex cartel. What is the buzz on the ground right now as it relates to foreign exchange?
It's a lot of the same thing, honestly. The conversation has not changed very much for the, let's say, 6 to 7 years that there is definitely a shortage in terms of the accessibility of Forex compared to, well, what people like. The reality has been that the energy sector, who is the main supplier of foreign exchange to the country, has not been able to, you know, produce the amounts or gain the amount of foreign exchange to, you know, supplement the system currently. And we are in a consistent state where there is more demand than there is supply. And of course, so what the Central Bank governor would have done last week is, you know, just give a bit of facts concerning the situation. He had the press conference where he debunked the theory that there is a black market, which continues to be challenged by board members of the administration and people in the public who are saying that, you know, in order for them to get foreign exchange, they have to go to the black market, which led to the Central Bank even issuing a release yesterday stating that these are the places you should go to get foreign exchange, listing a number of banks and, you know, currency exchanges where you are supposed to go to get foreign exchange. But the reality is, at these banks, there's usually a limit to the amount that you can get. I mean, the common complaint from most the average man is that they are going to the bank and the bank tells them they can only get 200 when they probably get 1,000 euros and are recurring for more than. In fact, I can personally, I was trying to save the U.S. money meter units, and that's going a lot, let's say 2015. And then one day, well, no, there's not in the U.S. If I came with ET to make a deposit, it says nothing in the U.S. in the system for you to make that deposit. And the issue that there's not enough foreign exchange circulating within our banking system, or it's not accessible to members of the public, which is prompting people to have to go to, you know, third and fourth party sources to get foreign exchange.
Now, persons don't know it, but it's illegal to have foreign exchange and not declare it to the banks. That is, there's some legality there. And if you're caught buying and selling US, and to be clear, foreign exchange does not only deal with US dollars. And one person's on
correct.
When people hear Forex, the first thing comes to mind is US. Pounds, sterling, silver, EC dollars, whatever. Once it's not your local currency that you're trading for, it is foreign exchange. US is the popular one. That's the most trending. Second in line will be, I think, the pounds and then the Canadian dollars and stuff like that. But well, EC dollars, because a lot of persons use
EC. And the euro at this point.
And the euro,
is probably up there at this point in time.
Yeah, the euro has risen as well. But let's back it up a little bit. We're talking about, what's the talk on the ground with devaluating the dollar with this $9 per one US dollar? You know, what do you understand this to be? What is happening? What is being said right now? A lot of persons are worried about it. Can you speak on this?
Well, it's been a few people come up with the suggestion that we should float or devalue the dollar. The latest or the loudest voice that came recently would have been Emmy Elias, who had an opinion piece in the newspaper and was reported upon by other newspapers as well, other media sources, that he believes the way to address the foreign exchange rate would be to amend the way reached $9 to $9 from US. Response has widely been criticized. And I think with Mary, if you go back to that example that I just raised, a family going to the bank for it, and they need $1,000 US. They want $1,000 US, but they can get $200 in the bank. If you value the dollar at the point to 9 to 1, that family would be going to the bank with, let's say, $7,000, hoping to get $1,000 US so that they can go under. If you devalue the dollar, that family now has to find $9,000 to get that $1,000 US. And that is just one of many knock-on situations that will happen. We import a lot of things in this country, which is part of the reason why I have this shortage. So many things are already imported, not from, you know, the dealerships, stuff like that. Food products are imported, a lot of raw materials for business, construction, everything are imported. But if you increase the exchange rate at this time, it's been the common rate from basically any business whose business wears to import, they are immediately seeing that that will raise costs. And various economists said for years that instantly get inflationary pressure on the society. We'll see everything go up, from gas to food, bread, everything will be going up if a devaluation takes place like that at this point in time.
You know, the thing about it is I'm glad that people understand that. We can't afford to float the dollar or even devalue it with respect to this U.S. and foreign exchange at $9 to 1. That's not going to help us by any stretch of your wild imagination. Now, as we wrap up quickly, let's talk a little bit about what persons should do if they want to acquire Forex at this time. Because you quite rightly say the banks are giving you $200. Some banks giving you $100. And you had to commit your flight itinerary. You had to have an account in the bank. You had to prove one last year. It's a lot of rhetoric. And if you go into the bank and give them $100 and you come back a little while later to get back your $100, they tell you they don't have.
They're probably not going to get it.
You're not going to get it. They're going to tell you they don't have. You know? Let me just take this call. Hello, good morning. Hello? All right. I thought a call was coming through to weigh in on the topic this morning. So here it is. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to your business reporter. Hell, whatever happened to that other guy? But anyway, just a couple of things I wanted to ask your business reporter. The situation with the Forex, where the central bank governor said there's no cartel, and the government minister said, well, not because there's no proof, it means that there's none. That was his argument in respect to it. But the point is simply this. Mr. Imbert had insisted over the last 10 years that he was not going to devalue the dollar. A lot of people were vexed with him then, but now, like, they're happy, and they would not say that Mr. Imbert was right. Because at the end of the day, if it is that you devalue the dollar, it is the man on the lowest rung of the ladder who's going to feel it to buy those things in the shop. So it's a good idea for me to keep it that way until things get better. One other thing I want to say. If persons want foreign exchange, in my view, you should try and give as much foreign exchange to persons who are manufacturing rather than persons who are buying cars and this and that. And oh God, we have too much cars on there already. So that's my comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. One texter is saying to ask you if you have any insight as to why at the airport you pay more for that same dollar when you're traveling, as opposed to if you went into the commercial bank, you would pay less. What is it not illegal to do that? I don't know if you have any.
Well, no, that is the exchange at the bank at the airport. That is a big businessman. That is one of those convenience things where they, you know, you would pay in a stadium, you'd pay $10 for a beer that is really $5 or something like that. That is really the same kind of business that happens in the currency exchange, where you reach at the airport and you kind of need foreign currency as an emergency stock. So they were higher than a bank, not necessarily a currency exchange. So that's why it's recommended to go to bank to change your currency before you make it for go far overseas or anything like that. And that happens all over the world, actually, that rate in the airport itself at those exchange kiosks are higher. in the bank. So that's not uncommon necessarily.
All right. Thank you very much for your question. That's coming from a layman on the street, wanted to know if it is illegal. It's not. It's something that happens globally. And as Dominic rightfully says, if you go to a particular establishment, you will spend 15 to 18 for a beer than if you buy it at another place where you spend 10. Good morning.
Morning, David. Morning, gentlemen on the phone there. What I am saying, if they devalue the dollar 9 to 1, then the black market price is going to be $10-11
Correct. Exactly. That's all part of it.
That's it.
Saving people a lot of money depends on the kind of money you're looking for. Like, for example, I buy parts and then for equipment. Let's put it that way. I can't get money at the bank. Put your name along it. But somebody will shoot you in your head. You don't know you want money. But you buy from Toronto and you get the $8 for one right now. You understand? That is the system we have here in Trinidad. And to have a man who, they what you would have known, I say I did not like whoever it is, as central bank governor, because he was dabbling in the same people who was getting the amount of foreign exchange. So you expect him to say that no, that there's no cartel in the foreign exchange thing when everybody else on your side have reason to say so? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. He made a good point, you know, Dominic. He made a good point. Could the central bank instruct the banks to buy and sell U.S. dollars at the same price? Could they do that?
I think they inform the rate, the exchange rate. So, yes, in a way they do. So, yeah, it's already in place. They regulate what should be the rate of foreign exchange. And
on any particular day.
The market is informed by them. So, the price that you see at most banks is generally informed by the central bank.
Thank you.
You speak on this,
Davey. That was a pivotal point you made there. Forex doesn't only mean U.S. It means all currency. Thank you for clarifying that to everyone. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you so much. And Dominic, in closing, your advice to persons seeking Forex at this time, what would you recommend as a senior reporter for CNC3? You've been dabbling in this for quite a minute. What would you recommend?
It's a very strange situation that we're in globally, but there are a lot of opportunities given the internet and everything like that, doing remote work and possibly getting jobs that pay in US via remote work. That might be a possibility. Of course, that would require some maneuvering because most banks in Trinidad don't allow for the direct payment of you into your account. Yeah. So you might need to do some research. I think there are a couple of banks, I think JMMB and CIBC, and even RBC, because their home base is in Canada, might allow for some level of payment in foreign currency. But getting it back into the system in Trinidad and Tobago might be the main issue in hand. Because that, of course, if you can negotiate something. I know some people have been negotiating with, you know, their relatives overseas where they, you know, they pay a bill in TT down for them and they arrange some US payments for you wherever, and that might help offset some of the costs with regard to saving foreign exchange for some people. I know some people have arrangements already, and that would be a lower day market than Mr. Weiss of last week at the press conference.
Thank you very much, Dominic Christopher, CNC3's senior business reporter. Thank you so much for sharing some insight with us this morning. We'll chat again in the not-too-distant future. Have a good day, buddy.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.